Our text for today is recorded in the bulletin for you. It is the sixth commandment. And would you please read the sixth commandment with me? You shall not commit adultery. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we lead a chaste and decent life in word and deed, and that husband and wife each love and honor the other. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you've ever taken my cultural anthropology or physical geography or archaeology or world religions class or other classes, you know that I am a visual person. I'm what they call a visual learner. In other words, I learn best when I can see something or when I can, in my mind's eye, paint a picture of something. And I learn religion that way too, with a picture either before me or in my mind's eye. And so today I want to share with you some of the audio visuals that I have in my mind. I do have a couple audio visuals with me here today. Let me start off by saying that I have cleared this completely with campus security. No harm or danger is even possible, and no loud noises will be heard. But I do want to bring home a rather striking point, and that's why I brought these audio visuals with me here today. You know, in the Holy Scriptures, we hear a lot about the devil, and we hear a lot about how he operates and the damage that he really inflicts upon people. So by using an audio visual, how would you picture the devil damaging you, hurting you, killing your soul, bringing you to hell? How can he do those things? Well, I brought with me today an old antique shotgun. And it's kind of a big one. It's a 10 gauge. And, you know, this is a rather remarkable weapon because it can inflict so much damage upon a person. You know how it operates. There's a shell that's put into the barrel here, and that shell is about yay long, and it's got black powder on this side, and it's got a bunch of little BBs on the other side. And so when you aim at a target and you pull the trigger, a pin hits that black powder, ignites it, and it explodes those BBs out. And that's the way you shoot the target, whatever the target may be. Now, if you think about it, the devil has a weapon something like this, whereby he aims at you, he pulls the trigger, and out comes all sorts of BBs, but not really BBs. I'm talking about temptations and sins. He just scatters you with those. And that's the way it is from time to time. If you think about it, each one of those little lethal sins is just that. It's lethal. If somebody was to do an autopsy on your soul because of the constant barrages that Satan has loosed against you in these various temptations and sins, the autopsy would probably read something like this. We found massive evidence of gossip and jealousy and anger and covetousness and greed and envy and hatred and sassing and complaining and disrespecting and intentionally getting on somebody's nerves and intentionally getting somebody's goat and ripping down that other person's good name and ripping down that other person's good reputation and arrogance and pride and haughtiness and so on. That would be quite a lengthy autopsy report because each of those BBs of sin is, as I said, lethal. So that's one way Satan comes after us. But, you know, in his arsenal of mass destruction, Satan has more than just this scattergun of sin approach. He also has another weapon. And so I'm going to use another audio visual for that. And in this case, it's simply a rifle. Now, this gun is quite significantly different from the shotgun because this just takes one bullet and it's very carefully aimed. The trigger is pulled and that one projectile goes into you. I don't think the devil always uses the shotgun effect on you, just splattering you with every sin there is imaginable. But I think that from time to time, Satan has a particular sin that he actually targets for you because of your stage or place in life. So if you are an elderly person, Satan may load just one single shell into the breach, and that hollow point slug is this: your health. You're so concerned with your health. He wants to shoot you so that your health becomes more important to you than he does, than he is to you. Or maybe it's possessions. When you're middle age, he doesn't have to scatter you with every sin in the world, but he knows that you're really susceptible to power, prestige, and wealth. And so that sin of covetousness for those things and that insatiable desire to have those things, he's going to shoot that one penetrating bullet into your heart. And so now, you students, the question I have for you, what is that one slug, that one hollow point that the devil is targeting you with and is shooting you full of? That one single sin, and it has to be, at your age, lust and sexual desire. And it, believe me, he has shot and he has knocked you right off your feet. It is said that a normal male doesn't go a minute without having nasty thoughts in his mind. And you women, you know you've been shot by Satan when it comes to this, because you are in your mind trying to figure out how far you're going to let somebody go with you. Lust, he's already shot it. It's already hit. It determines to some extent the clothing selection that you wear, the movies you go to, the television you watch, the music you listen to. So much lust and so much sexual sin. You've been shot. You've been targeted because of your age bracket and your situation in life. So the question is, how do you live a chaste and decent life in word and in deed? You can only do that through Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. You can only lead a decent life through Jesus Christ. If you think about it, Satan had that shotgun and he tried to shoot all of those sins into Jesus. He used that single shot rifle and he tried to shoot that one trajectory bullet right straight into Jesus, but he was unsuccessful in ever even marring or scratching Jesus. Jesus was absolutely sinless. He was never hit by sin, and he has given you credit for that sinless life. But because you have been wounded, even mortally and fatally, by sin, he has the only solution, and that is that your wounds be treated with his holy, precious blood, which he shed for you on Calvary's cross. It is through the life and death of Jesus Christ that there is cleansing, healing, cauterization of the wounds, and life everlasting. How do you lead a chaste and decent life? Jesus has lived it for you, and now he has washed you clean of your sins against the sixth commandment. What do you need to fight off the devil at your age with these sexual sins and immoral thoughts? Do you need a bigger shotgun? You need a more powerful rifle? No, God has given something that's, it seems, rather undramatic. It's a little circular piece of semi-precious metal, no more the circumference than a barrel of a shotgun. You visual learners know exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm wearing one on my left hand right now, here, a wedding ring. For you who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, God says this is something for you, a blessing for you, a way that you can express your oneness with your spouse in body and soul and mind, a oneness that will reflect the love that God has for you. This is what God gives you as an alternative to lust and sexual immorality. So in conclusion, I want to say what we have said to you so often, but it needs to be repeated, and that is this: resist the devil. Don't stand in his line of fire. Don't throw yourself into harm's way. Turn to the Holy Scriptures. Be fortified by the sacrament. Be built up in the Lord. And save yourself for that wonderful, wonderful day that the Lord will make for you, whereby he provides for you a spouse to live with, to honor, and to cherish until death you do part. Wait for that day. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Depart in peace. Amen.